Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your school invests in your program in ways that no other WCC school does. You have inherent huge advantages in every way that you need them to flourish as a basketball program. And so you're going to get a certain level kid, whether you're really working it or not, you're going to get a certain level kid that's just better than the level of kid anybody else in your league's getting. It is basically like Memphis with John Calipari in Conference USA. That's what Gonzaga in the West Coast Conference is with Mark Few. It's why he's never, Mark's been a coach there for nearly 20 years. He's never missed the NCAA tournament. Never.
It's crazy.
Roster turnover every year, never missed the tournament. And how about this? I talked to one coach. He said, I wouldn't be surprised if Mark Few retires without ever missing the NCAA tournament. Like, why are they ever not going to be better than just about, than all, 5 out of 6 years, they're going to be better, significantly better than everybody else in their league. And even in the 1 year where it might be up for debate, maybe BYU is just as good. Maybe St. Mary's is just good. They're still going to be as good. Like, they're set up to succeed in a way that almost nobody else is set up to succeed. The disparity between them and everybody else in their league, that's what makes that job, I agree with the coaches here, the most underrated job in college basketball, because almost nobody calls it maybe the best job in basketball, and that might be what it is.
Story number 4.
Possible World Series preview tonight at Dodger Stadium. Yankees-Dodgers. Yankees had the best record in the American League. Dodgers, best record in the National League. Two massive market, historically relevant franchises. And that's why tickets tonight, I went and looked this up. This is crazy for a regular season baseball game. StubHub, cheapest ticket you can get just to get into Dodger Stadium tonight, $146.
Ooh.
$146 just to get a bad seat in Dodger Stadium for a regular season
baseball game.
And yeah, it's a big stadium. And it's, again, it's one of 162, or at least in home games, one of 81. Baseball games, you know, across America, like, have a hard time filling up consistently because there's just so many games. And they're not as meaningful as an NFL game because there's so many of them. And yet tonight, Dodger Stadium going to be jam-packed, and you better be willing to throw about $145, $150 bucks down just to get in the stadium at all. And yet this isn't the most likely World Series matchup according to oddsmakers. They do have the two best records in the major leagues, Yankees best in AL, Dodgers best in NL. And I do think from a television ratings perspective, this would be the best that Major League Baseball could do. I mean, I say this as a Mets fan. I want the Mets to get there, but nothing would be bigger than Yankees-Dodgers.
Right.
You get L.A., you get New York, you get the two, at this moment, winningest teams in Major League Baseball. But the Astros are actually the favorite in the American League, even though their record's not as good as the Yankees. And the reason is obvious. The Astros got frontline pitching, and the Yankees just don't. And when you get into the postseason, it's hard to just try to outscore people. It's why people think if the Mets can get to the postseason and you go DeGrom, Syndergaard, Marcus Stroman, Zach Wheeler, like, that's tough to deal with. Yep. Even if the Mets struggled much of the season, you get into a short series against them with those frontline starters, you got a problem. Same thing with Houston. You know, Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander, and the Yankees just don't have that level of starting pitching. It's why people were surprised they didn't go and make a deal. Even if it was a lopsided deal. Like, just go, you've got the lineup to go win a World Series. You might not have the starting pitching to go do it. Go add at least one frontline starter. They did not do it, and it might ultimately be what prevents them from getting another World Series. We'll see. Either way, tonight, 9:10 Central, first pitch, Yankees-Dodgers from Dodger Stadium. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis-area restaurant actually serves World Championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 World Championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Tonight's very special one-hour episode of Dateline is on a story that originates in Knoxville, Tennessee. So we got a Friday night in-state Dateline. Doesn't get much better than that. We'll preview it during dinner to go. But right now, he's an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
We got a Horn Lake High School teacher sex scandal unfolding right now as we speak.
What is? Please bring me up to date. I'm not aware of it.
Okay. So it's not. It might not be your typical teacher sex scandal, which makes it a bit of a complicated story. But a woman who was a teacher at Horn Lake, she no longer has her job at Horn Lake. Officials have confirmed after a video of her, a sexually explicit video of her. It was a solo act, if you get my drift. Was shared among the students thousands of times. In other words, this woman is a teacher, an educator, and
Did she give it to them, or did they hack into her private stash?
Here's the deal. Their investigation is ongoing, right? But this isn't clearly woman was having relationship with student. It's not obviously that. Might be that. Okay. Not obviously that.
Right.
The police have said at this point, it looks like the video might have inadvertently and unknowingly been shared from the teacher's phone. So my question is this. If, for the sake of the conversation, let's assume that's what happened. This woman made a video for her husband or her boyfriend or somebody she met on Facebook or a dating app or whatever, and then inadvertently and unknowingly shared it with somebody who then shared it with the world. And now all of her students have it, and it's cost her her job. Is that the nightmare of all nightmares?
I think the real question is to me, yes, it's a nightmare of all nightmares. Well, I mean, yes, it's a horrible nightmare. But then the question is I think pretty clearly, we'll assume she's not having a relationship with a student. If she sent that to a student knowingly, she should be fired.
Of course.
Clearly, right? But if she unknowingly, let's say she was, little Johnny had said, teacher, I can't get my biology homework, or forget biology, my geometry homework done tomorrow because I don't feel well. Can I get an extension? And she says, yes, you can. And inadvertently, along the way, sends him this video, right? And Johnny's in, whoa, I'm feeling better already when he gets the video, okay? And then he shows it to the whole universe. In that circumstance, should she be fired?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's just an accident.
I don't think so. It's an accident. There's nothing malicious about it. She did send, in that sense, she did. I say be merciful. She did send it to him, but I would think you'd be able to know if it were an accident or purposeful, right? You would think the context would provide the clues as whether it's accident or purposeful. And if she just accidentally, it's like there was a Twitter handle that went crazy for a while, something Dong or whatever in Memphis. What the hell was it? The guy, I don't know. Like, the weather. Remember someone posted like on a TV on a weather channel or something. Up went some. I don't know. Something that reveals you were watching porn, right? Or there's something that it goes out to the world. It's just an accident. Now this is bad because it's you did send this. And under this hypothetical scenario, you did send this to a student, and that's bad. And it has kind of undercut your ability to be taken seriously, and that's bad. But if it was an accident, I say do not fire her. If it's an accident, do not fire her. If it's not purposely, obviously she should be fired.
Like in most jobs, careers, it would be embarrassing. Like we could acknowledge that. Like, you know, people don't want things that they don't put out there for the world to consume, usually.
By definition, right. Yeah.
So, like, if you're a banker, it would be embarrassing, but you're also, you know, whatever. You know, if you're a teacher and all of your students have the video, like, is there a worse job you could have in terms of now the people you deal with every day?
No, high school boys,
that's
high school
impossible.
Boys, every single one of them.
God, man, poor. Well, unless she's a criminal, because if she sent it intentionally to a student, she deserves whatever she gets.
Right.
But if it was genuinely just she accidentally and inadvertently and unknowingly sent it to a student who then shared it with everybody, and now you got to walk into classroom the next day? I don't think there's any.
Well, at least she didn't have to walk into classroom the next day.
Yeah, now she's done with that. The worst part, the there's a whole bunch of worst parts, but as I'm reading the story on Local 24, like you get to they're explaining exactly what happened, and the woman no longer is employed by DeSoto County Schools, and so on and so forth. And then it says, Local 24 reached out to the teacher's son, who says the family is asking for privacy. Can you imagine getting that phone call?
How old is this woman then? That's terrible too.
Yeah, like she's older. I don't know how old. Clearly old enough to have an adult son. I will tell you, when I first heard about this last night, this probably doesn't reflect well on me, so I'd have no idea why I'm about to say it, but it's the truth. When I first heard about this last night, I jumped into my group chat with my buddies, and I said, "All right, listen, we got to get focused. Let's go find this teacher." And then after some very quick research, I was like, "Abort mission. We don't need to see this."
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I aborted the mission.
Out of courtesy.
Yeah, we were on a mission, and then I realized we should abort this mission. But imagine getting that phone call. You know, you're just like, I don't know this number. I wonder who this is. Hello. Hi, this is this Ben? Yeah, this is Ben. Hi, this is Local 24. We wanted to ask you about your mother's sexually explicit video. Oh, my God. What?
We would like to ask for privacy.
What? What a...
That's unfortunate. When did this all unfold, Gary?
It unfolded earlier this week, Wednesday. So 2 days ago, the Horn Lake Police Department took an information report saying the video had been inadvertently and knowingly shared but I think it was News Channel 3. They
inadvertently and knowingly?
Inadvertently and unknowingly.
It's totally a mistake. I hate to say this. I think she's going to lose her job.
Yeah, I would hesitate to fire her, I think, because, like, it's just an accident. It's a bad accident, but it's just an accident. But, like, doesn't she have to resign? Like, you can't go back to that classroom, can you?
They'd get past it. They'd get over it.
No.
You would forever be the you'd be the dildo teacher for the rest of your career. You'd be like, "Oh, you got the dildo teacher." It would never stop.
Oh, yeah, the pictures that people would draw in the yearbook next to your picture, whatever, it would be awful.
I feel sick for the woman. Like, I'm laughing, but, like, if this really was an accident, that is an all-time, oh, my God, I feel sorry for you accident.
I mean, who among us hasn't sent something to the wrong person, an email? Ooh, didn't mean to copy y'all on that one, right?
That's the thing. Like, nobody's ever going to have a – I'm never going to accidentally send a picture of me pleasuring myself to somebody because, like, it does not exist. I can't imagine anybody wants to see that. Like, I really can't imagine anybody would want to see that. Anybody on the planet. Like, there's nobody. So I would never create such a video. But I've emailed people when I shouldn't have, like, accidentally. I've sent text messages to people I shouldn't have. I got a text message from somebody last week. Let me find it. Oh, God. So I was texting with this person. This person works in college athletics. It's a serious person, all right?
Yes.
Tell me what you would do. So I'm texting with this person, and then I'm driving home, and my phone, like, lights up, and it's a text from this from this person, and here's what the text says. I'm bringing a Susan to keep me warm at night. What does that even mean, by the way? Bennett, do you know what that means?
No.
I'm bringing a Susan to keep me warm at night. That's what the text message said. It was just like, what do you think it means, Jeff?
I'd like to know. I got no idea. Hey, maybe he's visiting someone, and he's bringing a woman named Susan with him to keep him warm at night.
So let's say I'm
coming to see you after, you know, whatever. We don't get together a lot, but you said, hey, Jeff, you just stay at my place, and you're a bachelor, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I say, yeah, well, yeah, are you getting close yet? I'm bringing a Susan to keep me warm at night.
Is that what? Like, that's, I get this text message, and I'm like,
what I'd like to know is what's the explanation that this person, because normally you would say wrong person, and then they'd say, oh, hell. And then they come up with an explanation like, oh, yeah, I was just sending that to my kid, right, or whatever. But what explanation could possibly explain that?
Like, I felt so – I didn't know whether – I didn't – like, I still –
I would not have responded.
I did not respond. I didn't respond because I still to this moment don't know how embarrassing of a text message is that.
Like, right. Like, it might be nothing.
Like, it might be.
Maybe, like, it's a code. Maybe it's a code. Maybe it's a, I don't know what it'll be code for.
I don't know. Like, I don't.
I mean, I think you can respond with, like, a ha ha ha.
Like if he, let's think best case scenario. he's dating a woman named Susan. He's been dating her for a while, and he's letting his friends know she's coming with him on this trip. And he's like,
but
hey.
Why'd he call her a Susan?
That's what I'm wondering.
Well, maybe, okay, so maybe it's
maybe
a typo.
Maybe he dates two different Susans.
Well, maybe he's going to pick one of them. He's going to pick one of his Susans.
Right.
So maybe he just meant, I'm bringing Susan to keep me warm at night. You know, he's telling his friend that.
No.
Like, maybe it's
why would you say warm at night? That's ridiculous.
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't understand any of this, right? I don't even
who
know.
Who would you say warm at night to? Like, unless a Susan is maybe Susan is a name for a drink
How
about that? Like, it's a liqueur.
I think Bart on Twitter might be onto something here. He says, that sounds like a classic Siri audio, you know, like you, it just, like, misheard you. Like, you know, you're
speaking. What do you mean?
Oliver, my
father. No, but then he'd see that happened, and he would have corrected it.
Okay,
and said
okay.
It. I think what actually happened is you and he tacitly agreed that neither one of you would ever mention it.
Okay, okay.
Because at some point, he noticed that he didn't send it, and he didn't say that was Siri or anything else.
Right. Okay, so here's what happened. Here's the next part of the story. So this happens last Friday night when I'm driving home. So, like, maybe, you know, 6:20, something like that. And I just don't respond because I don't know what to do. I'm embarrassed for him, right?
Right.
And
I'd send him to the Horn Lake Police principal. Yeah.
Should just forward it to the police department down in Horn Lake. So then the next day, 11 a.m. the next day, he text messaged me again. And it says, LMAO, laughing my ass off. This was meant for somebody else. That's embarrassing.
Oh, well, then he's talking about Susan.
And I said, ha, 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 all good. We've all sent texts to the wrong people before. Like, I tried to take it off the hook, take him off the hook, you know? But, like.
So it wasn't Siri. It was embarrassing. It was not a Siri thing, man.
Yeah.
It was not Siri.
It was meant. Yeah, he didn't say that was a typo because of Siri. He actually said that was meant for somebody else. I should have. So what do you think that means? I'm bringing a Susan to keep me warm at night. What do you think that means?
I think they're.
I went so far as to like Google, like what is a Susan in Urban Dictionary?
I think he's going to.
like is Susan code for a white woman? like that's Becky. I know that's Becky, but like is Susan like the new Becky? I looked it up. It didn't say that.
I think he's going to like you. He's going to meet up with some people, and he's bringing a Susan with him.
What is it? Why would you say? Like, I wouldn't say.
Because her name is Susan. Her name is Susan.
I know, but, like, I wouldn't text somebody. Like, I wouldn't text you. And, like, I'm on my way to meet you, and I'd be like, I'm bringing a Kelly to keep me warm at night. Like, I wouldn't say that. I'd be like, Kelly's coming with me. Just giving you a heads up, Kelly's with me or whatever.
No, but this is someone I know, Kelly. So you wouldn't say that because it's Kelly. But if you were a single man. And whatever you'd say, you might say I'm bringing someone, or I'm bringing a woman named, you know, Lisa. And instead, you just say I'm bringing a Lisa.
What a deal! Like, but so that's like, he just clearly he was embarrassed. That's why he immediately ignored it and then followed up the next day. So that is an example of him sending a text message he shouldn't have. And what that means
is nothing fired for it though.
Yeah, he won't get fired. I'm not posting a screen grab on Twitter or anything. Like this is a person.
But he should give you information now in the future.
I know, right? He should be a good source. I'm like, hey, yo,
you should save that.
Don't let me get beat on this story. Or I'll put a Susan.
Yeah, don't let me and Susan get beat on this story. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, dude, I still got that text. I can throw it on Twitter in a matter of seconds. Like we've all texted, emailed, or shared something that we would rather not have. Like my I'm convinced one day I'm gonna like be like, is John Calipari doing enough at Kentucky? Here's my column, and then it's gonna be a threesome link. You know, like I just know I'm gonna run into that at some point. I got one buddy who works in TV. He was like, I'm shocked I haven't done that yet. I know. This is what the guy told me. He said the worst part. He's like, I know I'm gonna do that someday.
And
it's gonna be the grossest porn you've ever seen. He's like, cause GP, I like my stuff a little weird. I'm like, yo, man, I didn't need to know that.
I don't need to know that either. I don't even know this guy. I don't even know that.
Remember there was the infamous rock bone.
Yes, that's what Jeff was referencing earlier.
That's what I was trying to think of. I was trying to think of rock bone. What was the rock bone story?
I don't remember.
Was that a local news station?
Exactly. I think it was a local news station, and in the background,
what I was trying to refer to in my own stumbling way.
In the background, there was like porn, like Rockbone was you know doing whatever Rockbone does.
Right.
I don't know. And the closest I've ever come to that is I sent out a link to a column, and there was a funny website. It was the old whatwouldtylerdurdendo.com. I don't even know if it exists anymore. It doesn't exist in its same form. And it was a funny – it was a column where the writer was really funny, and so I was constantly looking at it. And I had – and I was reading it. The picture on this story was – I don't know if it was Kate Upton, but, like, imagine it being Kate Upton and, like, her gigantic breast. And, like, it was a big picture of – big boobs.
I'm imagining.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or here's the other great thing. You don't even have to imagine anymore. Like, as I'm talking, you can Google Kate Upton's gigantic boobs, and they're just like, 1,000 pictures of them.
Right.
So I had copied that link to send it to a friend, like, ha, 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 ha. And I did that. And then I went back to do the tweet the column, and I had that link on it. And then I hit tweet, and it was like a column about – it was a college basketball column of some sort. So let's just imagine it's about Duke's recruiting class. And so it's like, is this the best recruiting class Mike Krzyzewski's ever had? You know, link. And then people are like, GP, it looks like the best recruiting class Mike Krzyzewski's ever had. Like, hey, it looks like two five stars to me, GP. And I was like, what are people talking about? And then I clicked on it. And I was like, oh, my God. And, like, it wasn't porn, but it could have been, you know?
Right.
Could have been. What a – whoo. You got just got to – I guess be careful out there is the lesson, right? Maybe that –
I guess the lesson is be careful out there.
Maybe yep. Maybe that's always the lesson. Maybe that's always the lesson in any
maybe
walk of life. If you're playing on your phone or walking across the street, just be careful out there.
Just be careful out there. Oh, God.
Or watch this transition. If you're playing quarterback for the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
Where are you at on Cam Newton playing preseason football?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. I just don't see any point, right? I don't see any point in having it. But, yeah. He didn't play a snap against the Bills the previous game.
Last night was the first time he's played this preseason. He didn't play in the first two. He gets out there, plays three series, gets hit twice, and, you know, now he's
– I mean, they got a terrible offensive line.
Right.
But the problem with preseason football is it's just being totally exposed. What do you do now? What do you do? I don't really think we need 18 regular season games. I just don't. I just think the mayhem is severe enough as it is. So, to me, what you would really do in a perfect world is you cut it down to one or two preseason games and keep a 16-game regular season. But that's less money, so no one's going to do that.
Right. Like, these guys aren't taking money off of the table.
They're just not. They're not taking money off the table.
And so
what do you do?
Well,
what's your solution?
Well,
you know I have the answer. What's the answer?
Yeah, I always have the answer. I think you should take money off the table and figure out a way to create a different revenue stream except it's not just money for the owners. Like, these games are on
Fox. Money for the players too. Yeah, the money comes in and it gets.
But it's like money. It's money for like trust
TV too. Yeah, right. Yeah,
Fox, NFL Network. Like, they want a CBS. They want to put a preseason football game filled with players nobody's ever heard of is still going to do a great television number. Like, the Dodgers and Yankees, the two best teams in baseball, arguably, will play tonight and get overwhelmed from a ratings perspective by a football game played between players nobody knows. Like, football is the king when it comes to television. So you
football
want
is the king.
You want as much televised football as possible.
But do you want 18 regular season games? I mean, there's enough mayhem. But, you know, it's – and don't you think this idea of rotating, there's 18 games, but everybody plays 16.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. Like, that's
crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Max of 16 for any one player. What, you're supposed to strategize which players you're going to use Tom Brady in, who you're not? I guess you don't have to use them for the Bills.
I mean, how insulting would that
Tom
be? How insulting would it be? Like, you're the Bills, and every week, like, you're playing somebody's backup quarterback. Nobody, you never get to see a starting quarterback. No, I don't think that's the solution, but, like, these games – when we reach a point where the coaches, and I think we'll move further that direction every year, when the coaches are just like, I'm not putting my guys out there, and yet people are still buying tickets to go to these games, like, that's a real problem. I don't know that there's a obvious simple fix, but it's a real problem. And if every time somebody of significance gets hurt, like, you got two problems here. One is the real players don't play often, if at all. And then the other problem is when they do play, if they get hurt, people scream, why were they even playing? So, like, what are we getting accomplished here? I think most football coaches even would tell you to get prepared for the season, you do not need this type of preseason. And so at least Sean McVay clearly subscribes to that. I don't know. This is one of those deals where I was going to compare it to a real world issue. I won't. But
no. The deal is, honestly, to take money off the table and protect the integrity of the product by taking money off the table. Just play two games, right?
Right. I think you take money off the table. Like, why can't you minimize the games and then charge more for the regular season games? Like, why can't you get the money? Like, there's got to be a way to get the money back.
Right.
Right? I mean, the smarter people than I can figure this out. This is the point I was going to make. I don't know that there's an obvious, simple fix, boom, everything's better. But it seems clear to me, and you might have heard somebody say this over the past month, the system we have in place right now is not working, so let's try something, and maybe it won't work either, but like this.
But it's something. It's doing something, right? Yes.
But it's doing something, and that's better than just continuing with the system we have in place at this moment, because the system we have in place in this moment isn't benefiting.
And it's never been more farcical.
Right.
Never been more farcical than it is right now. Absolutely.
And yet people be sitting around tonight watching it.
Well, funny, when you told me there's a game on tonight, I said, oh, there's a game on tonight? I literally went on my remote. I want to make sure I have my remote. I wonder what game's on tonight. Yeah. I'll watch it.
Well, this is the one place where I break – well, the Bills are playing tonight on CBS.
I know they are. Are they playing on CBS?
Yeah. So the Browns.
On CBS? On big CBS?
Yeah. That, you know why? Because on Friday.
Why?
Because people will watch it.
The Bills are playing on big CBS tonight.
Yes. Bills lines.
Oh, I'm watching that then.
Bills lines on big CBS and Browns Buccaneers on NFL Network. So you got two games tonight, and they'll both do big numbers. They'll do bigger. If you had, and Yankees Dodgers is not on ESPN. But if you had Yankees-Dodgers, like a real baseball game, packed stadium between the two best records in Major League Baseball, if you put that on ESPN, it would get dwarfed by either one of those football games.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. That's Jeff Calkins. He's incredible, too. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye. Woo. Poor woman. What if she
accidentally... I know. I'm still thinking about it.
What if she accidentally sent that? Like, your whole life turned upside down because you accidentally and unknowingly shared a video.
And I wonder if you know, when you do it, like you press the button and then you're like,
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
I think if you knew that you sent it, because they say she didn't know, right? That's the claim at this moment.
Oh, okay.
Inadvertently and unknowingly, which I think is actually the worst combination. I mean, obviously, the worst combination is intentionally sending it to a student because now you got, now you're going to be charged with crime.
Right.
So that's the worst. But inadvertently and unknowingly is way worse than inadvertently and knowingly, because if you know you did it when you did it, I think you immediately pick up the phone and go, hey, clearly that was an accident. I will pay you. I just cannot. Please bring your phone. Like, let's delete. Please,
mm-hmm.
You will ruin my life with this. But if you don't know you did it, you don't know to go try to prevent this thing from spreading.
Ugh.
And then next thing you know, your whole class has got it. What a nightmare.
Nightmare.
And her son has to get that phone call from Local 24.
Oh, my God.
Woo. Whose job is it to call the son of a teacher?
That's got
to
be a tough job, too.
Who's doing a solo act on camera and the whole school's seen it. Like, whose job is it? Like, who draws that stick?
Like when you're sitting around in the news meeting, like, hey, so and so.
Okay, so here's the video of this older woman performing on video. We've got her son's number, and Bennett, you're gonna call him. Well, no, man, don't make
Please
me.
Please don't do that.
Don't make me.
Don't
make me. Can I just go to the high school football games tonight and get
please.
Some video? Don't make me call that woman's son. Tell him this. Oh, no. Like, would it be easier to call somebody and tell them that their husband is dead or their wife is dead than having to call somebody's son and say, all of that's tough, by the way. You ever think about that? Like, you got to be a doctor who walks into the, waiting room and tells somebody every night, like, the person you love more than anything on this world is no longer alive? Like, can you imagine that's your job?
No.
I guess you just get, something to it. But, like, Jesus, I couldn't imagine doing that. Mm-mm. Like, that'd be the main reason I wouldn't be a doctor. I mean, the main reason would be I'm probably not smart enough to be a doctor.
Sure.
But beyond, let's say I was, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to be an emergency room doctor, and I'm going to have to consistently tell people the worst thing they've ever heard in their lives. Like, I didn't even want to text message back that guy who sent me an accidental text.
Right.
Like, I was so uncomfortable
Mortified,
by that.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to leave this alone, act like it didn't happen. And yet, then my job would be, I got to go deliver the worst news in the world to this person. This person is sitting out there right now hoping against all odds that I'm not going to tell them the worst news they've ever heard. And yet here I go, about to go do it. And you got to do it over and over and over again?
Mm.
Like, if you have to do that one time. I did do that one time. I had to tell somebody did not make it. Somebody, they cared about that person. And I still remember it to this day, and it made me sick.
Yeah.
It made me sick. I was dreading it. And now you got to do the, whoo. I know doctors are well compensated. They do amazing work, but, man, I wouldn't want no part of that. Be back in a second.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering wind from sea with a rollicking song to the wreck. Memphis.
Join Jason and John tonight at the Rec Room for the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament starting at 6:30 with drink specials, games, food, competition, and we will see who will win the 2019 trophy from 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey everybody, big news. The all-new 2020 Chevy Silverado and the first Blazer in a decade are here at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. And once you drive them, you're gonna love them, people. If it's a Chevy, any Chevy, Olive Branch is where you need to go. Because Chevy's new All-Star lineup is where? Olive Branch. And All-Star Chevrolet is the best auto buying experience in the Mid-South. Find it, drive it, save time and money. Traverse, Tahoe, Corvette. They have the best new Chevy All-Star lineup ever. And don't forget to take the All-Star Challenge, which means you get the best deal anywhere. What you do is you take any written offer from any Mid-South auto dealer to All-Star Chevrolet, and they will give you a better deal. New or pre-owned, or they buy you a tank of gas. It's that simple. So do yourself a favor and find new roads to All-Star Chevy in Olive Branch. Not South Haven, not the Pike, not Collierville. It's got to be Olive Branch for the win. So check them out now or go to allstarautogroup.com.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move is going to be made the first week of July. So from now until June 27th, you're still going to the current location. But starting July 8th, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road opens July 8th. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333. If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at $56.99 Mount Moriah. The other is at $71.99 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Platinum Jewelers in Memphis and now also in Germantown is the place to go for bridal jewelry. I've been telling you about them for years. It's where I bought my wife's wedding ring. And if you're about to make a big purchase, it's the place you need to go to. Platinum Jewelers specializes in engagement rings, wedding bands, and eternity bands. And if you don't find what you're looking for, they can help you custom design it. So if you're thinking of proposing, don't do it until you go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. They got two locations in the area. One is at 545 Perkins in East Memphis, and the new location's at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown. That's Platinum Jewelers on the web, PlatinumJewelers.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard.
Limitations apply.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
It's home buying season, and Orion has the home mortgage you're looking for. Visit OrionFCU.com and start your home buying process today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Situation, you probably understand by now that Regional One Health is where you want to be. It's the hospital in the area best equipped to give you a fighting chance. But one of the things I hope you also understand is that you do not have to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of the incredible medical care under the Regional One Health umbrella. And the East Campus Imaging Center is a terrific example of that. It's located at 6555 Quince Row, right there where 385 crosses Kirby Parkway. So it's easy to find, easy to get to. And if you are a woman 40 years old or older, you need to make an appointment because it is recommended women 40 and up get an annual mammogram. If you get one, it could save your life. If you don't get one, it could cost you dearly. So if I just described you, don't put it off any longer. Make an appointment. 515-3600, 901-515-3600. That's the East Campus Imaging Center, again, located at 6555 Quince Road, where 385 crosses Kirby Parkway. You can learn more at regionalonehealth.org. That's regionalonehealth.org. Interesting quotes from Wes Rucker, who works for 24/7 Sports, covers University of Tennessee athletics for 24/7 Sports. He says Jeremy Pruitt, the head coach at Tennessee, was talking earlier today, and one of the things that he pointed out is that he wrote letters to the NCAA on behalf of every Tennessee player who wanted to enter the NCAA transfer portal, saying they should be eligible immediately and that he was happy to see them secure that immediate eligibility. And you might be thinking, well, of course, why wouldn't he? But most coaches don't. Like, it's insane to me. And, like, I've had, like, tough conversations with people in the coaching profession who I consider a friend, who I'm friendly with. And they take these very public stances against a transfer and try to block it or limit it. Certainly won't advocate for the student athlete. And I'm like, how can you be somebody who loves to talk about you got into this to help young people, which is usually a lie, but whatever. You got into this to help young people. You want what's best for the student athlete. And now you're trying to limit where they can transfer. You're trying to block their transfer or trying to make sure they do pay a penalty for transferring by sitting out a year. When you could, if you really meant those things you say, that all you want is what's best for the student athlete, you would be out there advocating for them. Because people throw around these transfer numbers all the time. More than 800 college basketball players transferred. And it sounds like a big number without context. Not really a big number. It's two or three players a team on average. And guess who they usually are? People who don't play. Like, you only get 4 years of eligibility to play college football, college right. basketball. Why would you blame somebody who isn't playing if they want to leave? And even if they are playing and they still want to leave, I understand how that could be frustrating. I also don't understand how you can, with a good conscience, try to make it more difficult for them than it's already going to be. That's the thing the NCAA has never acknowledged that's frustrating, is that there are inherent penalties to transferring. You have to leave friends. You have to leave teammates. Some cases you might have to leave a girlfriend or a boyfriend. You might not have all of your classes transfer in terms of credits. Like, there's already, like, you have to move. Sometimes to a totally different part of the country, meet new people. Like, these are all things that nobody wants to do. I promise you, every single player who's ever signed a letter of intent to play football at a school or basketball at a school never thought they were going to transfer. That's not the intent. But then they get there, and often the experience isn't what they thought it was going to be. Maybe they're not getting along with the coach the way they thought they would. Maybe they're not playing the way they hoped they would. Maybe they recognize then, if I'm ever going to get on a field and play a prominent role, I've got to go to a different place. Why would you stand in the front of that? And so I applaud Jeremy Pruitt. I don't know if he's going to be the guy that gets the Tennessee program turned around. Maybe. But I know that he handled this situation the right way. Like, a coach who really did what so many coaches say they want. Every coach ever out there constantly talking about, I just want to do whatever I can to help the student athletes. And then it comes time to help them, you ain't there for them. You're actually trying to hurt them. Jeremy Pruitt, he actually did what he said he would do. I'm here to help student athletes. Okay, I don't want these players to transfer. I'm sure he didn't mind some of them leaving, but I bet you he didn't want them all leaving. But to a man, he wrote a letter to the NCAA. These are good young people. They shouldn't have to sit out a year. I'm the Tennessee coach. This is costing me more than it's costing anybody else. That said, still, I think they should be able to play immediately. That's a nice gesture by the Tennessee coach. I wish more coaches would follow his lead. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Get in and win the 92.9 ATC Fitness College Football Pickoff. Log on to 92.9ESPN.com. Make your college football picks. Make your picks before kickoff. Collect points and you could win. Weekly winners get a four-month free premium membership to ATC Fitness. And one grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. $500 in gift cards to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. And a master-built digital smoker from 92.9ESPN.com.
I love the real estate business. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Marks Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time. What I love is having people ask me how some houses sell so quickly and others sit. That's an easy answer. Any agent can sit and tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to know. I give you options and alternatives. I'm a firm believer in preparation, presentation, and proper pricing. We discuss that and my unique Shell Bucks option. Beating your competition down the street or around the corner is the name of the game. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate agents and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why my strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You'll find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Done, Rosengarten. 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
I've told you about the Oak Hall employee who was a banker and the Oak Hall employee who was a music minister. Now I want to tell you about Will Vestal, the Oak Hall employee who was a ski bum. Will graduated from MUS and the University of Tennessee. Then he went to work on a ski resort. He came back to Memphis in 2008, which, as you may recall, was not a great time to get a gig. He happened to get a job at Oak Hall. He was just going to help out for a little bit. But here's the thing about Oak Hall. The place has a way of getting into your blood. That's true for the people who shop there and the people who work there, too. 11 years later, Will is still helping Memphians find the perfect clothes for them. He likes his colleagues and he likes his customers. He likes the fact that people walk out of the store feeling better than they felt when they walked in. As he told me, in a traditional office setting, I might not stay, but at Oak Hall, I'm given the freedom to be myself. That's how Oak Hall has prospered. It's not a cookie-cutter place. It treats everyone like an individual. So go see Will at Oak Hall. He'll help you find whatever it is that you need to be your best self. Well, except the skis.
Bill had a home out in Collier, but he wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for years. He got in touch with Josh Hysaw, and Josh Hysaw went to work, got 8 showings on the first day it was listed, sold Bill's house in Collier for the full asking price. How did Josh do this? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, he's effective, he understands how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy, understands how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is him just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. So you guys are going to get together, you're going to agree on a price, and then Josh is going to go to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days, that agreed upon price, Josh Heisel will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Heisel doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion makes no sense, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, use the only real estate agent I would use if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Heisel, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
What's going on, Memphis? This is John Martin. And listen, you may have wondered what it takes to enjoy 20 years of strong business in Memphis like the Blue Monkey has. Well, let me tell you, it takes hot wing rolls and a commitment to providing a great product and great customer service. And that's exactly what they do at the Blue Monkey each and every day. The good folks over at the Blue Monkey, they are celebrating 20 whole years this October. And here's what they want to do. They want to thank all of Memphis for their loyal support with a very special thank you to all the team members who have worked so hard and contributed so much in the last 20 years. So go ahead and mark your calendars right now. It's going to be a huge party celebrating 20 years of the Blue Monkey happening around Halloween. I'll have details as we get closer. Between now and then, two locations, downtown and midtown. Check out the menu online, BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night, Mike Hoste, Saturday, Bluff City Backsliders.
The Australian Pink Floyd Show, All That You Love, 2019 World Tour. Featuring classics from Metal, The Dark Side of the Moon, and more. The Australian Pink Floyd Show, Saturday, August 31st at Horseshoe Casinos, Bluesville. The Times calls them the gold standard. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Ages 18 and up, must be 21 or older to gamble. Don't want to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It's Madden Tournament time this Friday night with Jason and John at the Rec Room. The bracket's set and the competition's heating up. Come hang out with the 92.9 ESPN crew. Even if you're not playing in the Madden Tournament, there's tons of arcade games, Papa Shot, ping pong, and much more. And don't forget about the great beer specials and Jell-O shots. It's the Madden Tournament with Jason and John this Friday night starting at 6:30 at the Rec Room. This is a 21 and up event. The Rec Room, 3000 Broad Avenue at Tillman. For more info, visit recroommemphis.com.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Cooper Systems are in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, that's who you're getting in touch with, Lee and Lauren Cooper. You're going to do it by calling 360-9679. When they answer, you say hello. Tell them I said hello. And then tell them what it is you need a computer for. They're going to be able to get a computer that's perfectly suited for you in your hands. And that means it's going to be better price for you because you're going to be paying for exactly what you need and nothing else. If you go to the big box stores, you're often just going to buy whatever brand new computer this computer company is putting out. And it'll certainly, almost certainly, be able to do everything you need it to do. But it'll also be able to do a lot of things you'll never even need because you ain't messing around on a computer like that. But you're still paying for all that stuff, all those programs. If you go to Cooper Systems, they can find a computer suited for you. It'll be better priced for you. Also, if you need virus removal, data recovery, you got a power supply issue that needs to be addressed, a USB port issue that needs to be addressed, you got a cracked screen, you want it fixed, Cooper Systems can do all of that. So if you need a computer or need your computer fixed, 360-9679. 360-9679. It's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A bunch of stuff. Lots of stuff. But I think clearly the most interesting thing we learned today is the dangers of accidentally sharing sexually explicit videos of yourself.
Yeah.
Especially when you might have shared them with a student. You're a high school teacher. That's a nightmare scenario. Fox 13 just tweeted a brand new link about this story. They went and talked to smart legal minds who sort of ran through all the options here, because it's unclear at this moment if this woman committed a crime by intentionally sending a student a sexually explicit video, or if she was wronged.
Oh, I gotcha.
Or if it was just an accident. So it could mean she's the person who needs to be charged with a crime, or it could be a situation where nobody needs to be charged with a crime, or it could be a situation where she was wronged and the person who wronged her could be charged with a crime. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on here. We don't have all the answers yet, Bennett, but the one thing we do know for sure, this story is a reminder, if you got stuff in your phone you don't need the world seeing, keep it close by. And be very, very careful.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Well, it's probably Dodgers-Yankees out at Dodger Stadium because it's the two best records in baseball. But we talked about that already.
Yeah.
It's Braves-Mets, Citi Field, Queens, okay. New York City. Braves enter in control of the NL East. They're, I think, up 5.5 games on the Nationals after the Nationals beat the crap out of the Cubs earlier today. Meantime, Mets are battling for a wild card, just 1.5 games back of the Cardinals after a 3-game sweep of the Indians. Tonight, it's Mike Fultonevich against the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner, Jacob DeGoat DeGrom. New York is -180 on the money line. Total is 7.5. First pitch is 6:10. You can watch it on Fox Sports South.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC 1-hour special. Starts at 9 o'clock. I watched all the previews. Then okay. I wrote a preview. You ready, Ben?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Get my voice ready.
All right.
Whew. Okay. Emma's dad woke up, middle of the night, shaken by a loud sound. So he got up, looked around the house, checked everything, and it all seemed fine. Every door was closed. Nothing was out of the ordinary. So back to bed he went. Fast forward to the next morning, rise and shine. But Emma, for some reason, wasn't up with the rest of the family, getting ready for school. This was odd. This wasn't like Emma at all. So naturally, Emma's mom went to check on her. And when she did, she found Emma in her bed, no pulse, dead at the age of 16. Did she die in her sleep? Did she overdose? Or was this murder? That's tonight on Dateline.
Who we got?
Andrea Canning reports. Son of a bitch, Canning, where's the GOAT? Where's the GOAT, Keith Morrison? We can't reasonably expect to have the GOAT, Keith Morrison, 2 weeks in a row.
No, that's true.
We had him last Friday night.
We had him,
and if you can't, I'm on record. I've been on record for a while. If you can't have Keith Morrison the GOAT, you take Andrea Canning.
Absolutely.
Like her
I
fine.
I shouldn't have buzzed her.
Let me tell you what happened to Emma.
What happened?
If you're going to watch Dateline tonight, turn your radio down. Okay, here's what happened to Emma.
Okay, what happened?
So she was dating this maniac.
That's never good.
She broke up with him. And he came up with a plan that he was already trying to get her attention, like sometimes young people do. Like, I'm thinking about killing myself, or somebody kidnapped me. Mm-hmm. Like, he did both those things. His next step in this to try to get her attention was he was going to fire a bullet into her room from the outside and scare her. And she would come running back to him because she would need
protection, yeah.
His safety and the comfort that he could provide. So he steals his grandfather's gun, shoots into her room, shoots her right in the head.
Oh.
From outside, the bullet goes right through her wall, right through her head. That's why when the parents initially went to check on her, they didn't understand why, because it was a little bitty bullet hole in the wall that was covered up. Little bit of blood. The bullet went through her head. Dead. Shot from outside by her ex-boyfriend. So he then confides in some friends. Like, he didn't say he was doing it, but he was like, I got this gun that's just like the gun that supposedly was used to kill Emma, so I got to get rid of this gun, because if they find this gun, they're going to think it was me, even though it wasn't me.
Dumbass.
And the friends were like, yo, we're going to the cops.
Yeah.
And that was that. So anyway, that's tonight on Dateline.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
And maybe go check out that Candid Coaches series that we published over at CBSSports.com. We asked more than 100 college coaches the most underrated job in college basketball. The leading vote getter was Gonzaga. After that, it was Dayton. But after that, tied for third, Washington, and the University of Memphis.
What's on tap next week?
Next week is Memphis Ole Miss week.
That's right.
Can't wait for that. Memphis coach Mike Norvell is going to join me on Wednesday. It'll be the last week of preseason NFL. So it should be a fun 5 days. Looking forward to it, Bennett.
Me too.
Me too. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're ready to sell your home, or if you're ready to find the home of your dreams, you need to call the Live Love Memphis Group today. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number to call is 685-6000.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.